弟兄姊妹新年好。
Happy New Year, brothers and sisters.
早晨我们先打开哥林多前书第一章。
Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
翻到以后请我们大家一同来读。
Let's read together.
好。神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好与他儿子与我们的主耶稣一同得份。
God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这边与我们的主耶稣一同得份，也可以翻译能够进入我们主耶稣基督的交通。
And here says the partnership with the Lord, and also it's called us into the fellowship with our Lord.
所以我们蒙召，乃是被蒙召进入耶稣基督的交通。
So we are called into the fellowship of Jesus Christ.
我们再读约翰一书第一章第一节。
First John, chapter 1, verse 1.
使你们，我们读一到四，我们一起读第一节。
Let's read chapter 1, verse 1, First John.
然后我们一同读到第三节。
From 1 to 3, verse 1 to 3.
约翰一书第一章，论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，这父同在，且显现与我们永远的生命传给你们。我们所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
What was from the beginning, what was we have heard, what we have seen our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with hands concerning the word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and testified and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. What we have seen and heard we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and withHis Son, Jesus Christ.
这里面那个相交也就是交通的意思。
And then here talking about the fellowship.
我们从这三节圣经让我们看到这个交通乃是根据那永远的生命。
And then through these three verses, we see this fellowship is based on the word of life.
我们蒙召得到一个永生。
When we were called, we received eternal life.
这个永生有一个目的的，因为这个永生是让我们进入这个交通的。
And this eternal life has a purpose, that is to call us into the fellowship.
神为了要让我们进入这个交通，所以他必须要给我们永远的生命。
In order to us into his fellowship, so he gave us the eternal life.
我们读第一章第五节。
And then let's read chapter 1 verse 5.
好，我们一起来读第五节。神就是光，在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
This is the message that we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all.
我们再读第二章第二十九节。
And then chapter 2 verse 29.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
二十九节吗？
二章二十九节。
Okay. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right has been born of him.
我们再读第四章第八节。
Chapter 4, verse
8. 没有心的就不认识神。因为就是爱。
Whoever does not know God, for God is love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们早晨满心欢喜快乐，再来到主的面前。
Lord, this morning we come before you with joy.
主，我们再把 这新的一年交在主的手中。
Lord, place this new year in your hands.
也把我们自己也更多的交在主的手中。
We place ourselves in your hands.
但愿在新的这个新的一年当中，
we、
我们更多的认识主呼召我们的目的。
And then we will know more about the purpose that you call us.
也让我们能够进入你呼召我们的目的。
And then we will enter into the purpose that you call us.
我们求主借着你的话语。再来开启我们
review, enlighten us by your words, Lord.
我们知道我们人的言语是非常的有限制的。
We know, we cannot talk, our words is limited.
我们求圣灵越过我们限制。
And then we may the Holy Spirit, okay, and go past our limitations.
把神的话开启在我们众人的心中
and review the words of God into our hearts.
因此我们把这个时间恭敬地交在主的手中
So we place this following time in your hands.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们感谢主从哥林多前书第一章第九节我们看见一个极大的一个启示就是神呼召我们乃是呼召我们进入他儿子耶稣基督的交通
And then we praise the Lord from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 it tells us the purpose that God called us is to into the fellowship of his son
为着要达到这个目的神把永生来赐给我们
In order to fulfill this purpose God gave us the eternal life
因为没有永生的人是没有办法进入耶稣基督的交通的
Without this eternal life people cannot into the fellowship of Jesus Christ
只有一个人得耶稣基督的生命才能进入耶稣基督的交通
And then people can only into the fellowship of Christ only if after he received the eternal life
而进入耶稣基督的交通是神在我们身上每一个人身上有的那个心意
and then that's God's heart desire to us to into his fellowship
而这个心意在创世以前就已经存在了
he has established this heart desire before the foundation of the world
在我们人还没有被创造以前在永世里面就有了这一个交通
before humans are created in eternity God has already set this fellowship
这个交通是父子圣灵之间的交通
This fellowship is between the Father, the Son, and the Spirit
这个交通是一个完全的交通
That is a perfect fellowship
就是父把他一切所有的都与他的子分享
That is the Father share everything with his Son
子也把他的一切与父来分享
And the Son shares everything with his Father
所有的这些分享都是在这里面
All this fellowship are in
他们的交通是没有任何的阴影的
And their fellowship has no shadow
没有任何的黑暗
There's no darkness
这是在永世里面在父子圣灵当中的这个完美的交通
That's the perfect fellowship in eternity between Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但是我们感谢神的恩典。
But we praise God's mercy.
在他的爱的里面，他愿意把这个交通扩大。
In his love, he's willing to extend this fellowship to us.
为了这个心意，他就创造了人。
Because of this heart desire, he created man.
他要人能够起来进入这个交通。
And he wants man can enter this fellowship.
因此他在伊甸园里摆了一个生命树。
That's why he put the tree of life in Garden of Eden.
要把这个神的儿子的生命来赐给人。
He wants to give the life of his son to man.
让人能够得到这个生命以后，可以进入这个。
So that when human receive this life, so we can enter fellowship.
进入这个父子圣灵中间的交通。
And enter the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这就是神当初的心意。
That's the purpose that God created man.
但是魔鬼就是撒旦要来拦阻神的心意。
But Satan will prevent us, prevent the purpose of God.
撒旦要拦阻人进入这个神的交通。
Satan will prevent us into the fellowship.
因此他不要让人吃这个生命树的果子。
So that he stop man to eat the fruit from the tree of life.
不要让人能够得到神儿子的生命。
And then he will stop, human will receive the life of God's son.
因此就把亚当和夏娃陷在那个罪的里面。
So Adam and Eve were sinned.
让他们吃了分别知识善恶树的果子。
So they ate the fruit in the tree of the good the knowledge of good and evil.
因此神把他们赶出了伊甸园。
And so that's, and God take them out of the garden of
Eden. 亚当和夏娃无法进入这个交通。
So Adam and Eve has need to enter the fellowship.
但是我们感神也有他的自己的一个恢复的办法。
And but praise the Lord, and God has a way to restore this relationship.
他把这个方法启示给亚当儿子亚伯。
And he revealed this way to Adam's son Abel.
所以亚伯就起来，他要与神交通。
So Abel rise up, he wants to fellowship with God.
他把一个羊羔来献给神。
So he offered a lamb to God.
借着这个羊羔的血，要恢复与神的交通。
Through the blood of the lamb, he will restore the fellowship with God.
撒旦要拦住这个交通
and then Satan will stop this.
就兴起甘隐起来来把亚伯杀掉了
so he rose up Cain to kill Abel.
因此在地上人又没有办法与神有交通
and then man has no way to have fellowship with God.
后来神兴起了挪亚
then God raised Noah.
借着挪亚他又重新能够恢复人起来与神交通
and then through Noah he restored the relationship with God, with man.
洪后，挪亚重新建了祭坛。
So after the flood, Noah rebuilt the altar.
挪亚在地和地中所充满的世界和其中所有的都是属于耶和华的。
And so the Noah committed that everything on the earth is all belong to the Lord.
所以挪亚起来又要与神有交通。
And then Noah rise up, he wants the fellowship with God.
但是呢，撒旦不愿意有这个交通。
But Satan wants to stop it again.
所以很快的就让挪亚经历了失败。
And then soon after Noah failed.
然后挪亚的后代就成为更堕落的一般人。
The descendant of Noah is even more wicked.
他的后代起来建那个巴别塔。
And then his descendant built up the Tower of Babel.
那个巴别塔的意思就是要传扬他们的名。
The Babel Tower means they want to proclaim their own name.
免得他们分散在世界各地。
So they don't want to be gathered on the earth.
换一句话说，挪亚的后代要建立他们自己的交通。
In another word, the descendant of Noah, they want to have own fellowship.
在神交通之外交通。
The fellowship and all outside.Fellowship with the Lord.
不愿意进入神的交通。
They don't want into the fellowship with God.
但是要有一个人自己的交通。
They want the fellowship between human.
因此神就做了一件事。
So God did one thing.
神就变乱他们的口音。
And then so God and then make a different language among them.
所以他们就不能交通了。
So they can't talk to each other.
这是今天为什么我们需要翻译的原因。
That's why we need translation.
如果没有巴别塔的话
If there is not a Tower of Babel,
今天我们不需要翻译的。
We don't need translation.
今天我们可以在同一个语言里面大家又有交通的。
We can speak in one language.
但是因为在巴别塔里面人的心意是要建立一个人的交通。
Because of the Tower of Babel, the man wants to have a fellowship between men.
在人的里面的交通与神无关的。
There's nothing to do with God.
因此神就做了这样一件事情，让我们人不能够自由的彼此交通。
So he break their language so that we cannot freely talk to each other.
所以我们就散到全世界各地。
And we were scattered in all over the world.
所以今天我们需要有姊妹来这样翻译。
So that we need sister to translate.
然后。神又兴起亚伯拉罕。
Then God rose Abraham.
亚伯拉罕被神兴起以后，他就要神要与恢复与神的交通。
And then after God rose Abraham, and then God will restore the fellowship with man.
因此在创世纪十五章的时候，看见亚伯拉罕要献祭给神。
In Genesis chapter 15, we see Abraham will offer sacrifice to God.
当他这样献祭的时候呢，撒旦就来攻击，就让那个鸷鸟从天而降。
And then when Abraham wants to offer sacrifice, and Satan wants to stop.
然后呢，就落在那个死的牲畜的上面。
And there was a bird came down to the dead animal.
但如此呢，有一个惊人的大黑暗落在亚伯拉罕的身上。
And only this, there is a darkness come. above Abraham.
你们看，当一个人想要与神有交通的时候
，You see when a man wants to have a fellowship with God.
所以仇敌呢，就在他的身上，让他经历那个惊人的大黑暗。
And then the enemy will put a darkness over him.
当神把以色列人从埃及里面带到旷野
，When God take an Israelite to the wilderness from Egypt.
埃及地没有办法与神交通。
They couldn't fellowship with God when they were in Egypt.
因此神把他的百姓带到旷野。
That's why God take his people to the wilderness.
在旷野里面可以神与神交通。
So that they can have fellowship with God in the wilderness.
但是当神在向摩西启示那个交通的道路的时候，
When God revealed Moses the way to restore the fellowship with God.
以色列百姓在山下已经拜金牛犊了。
And then the people, the Israelites already worshipped the golden calf.
所以我们看见哈，在这个交通是有一个人的。
We see that in this fellowship, the enemy tried to stop it.
这是撒旦的在我们身上的一个攻击。
That is a attack from Satan.
所以今天我们常常觉得我们和神要交通了，是有一个拦阻的。
So that's why sometimes we won't have the fellowship with the Lord, and we will feel the hindrance.
弟兄们常常说我们要起来，要读经，要祷告。
That's brothers and encourage us. We need rise up. We need pray and read Bible.
但是要知道，撒旦是反对这件事情。
We need to know Satan is against this.
所以我们常常觉得，哎呀，是我们个人的软弱。
Sometimes we see that's our own weaknesses.
当然，我们个人的软弱也是一个原因啊。
Of course, that's one of the reasons.
但是最重要的原因还不是你个人的软弱。
But the most importantly is not your own weaknesses only.
更重要的原因就是仇敌对我们的攻击。
The most important reason is the attack from the enemy.
因为这是神呼召我们的目的。
Because that's the purpose that God called us.
让我们进入这个父圣灵的交通。
He called us into the fellowship with the Father and the Son.
而撒旦乃是拦阻这神永远的心意。
But Satan wants to prevent this.
因此他要用他一切的方法要拦阻神的儿女能够进入这个父子圣灵的交通。
So he will prevent us from the fellowship with the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, by all means.
所以我们所有的蒙恩的儿女们要认识这一件事情。
So all the children, we should know this.
认识这是一个属灵里面的一个征战。
And we need know this is spiritual battle.
要拦阻我们进入那个交通。
And then this is spiritual battle is that Satan wants to stop us into the fellowship.
当我们认识了这件事情以后
If we know this,
我们的心中应该有一个更深的渴慕来进入这个交通。
After we have this understanding, we have the deeper longing to into this fellowship.
好，那什么是交通呢？
Then what is the fellowship?
我们在圣经里面让我们看见到底什么是交通。
What Bible tells us what is the fellowship?
在圣经里面这个字头一次使用是在使徒行传第二章。
And the Bible used this first time is in Acts chapter 2.
四十。
Verse 4.
在使徒行传第二章四十二节告诉我们起初教会的一个光景。
And it's in Acts chapter 2 tells us the beginningthe early church, the condition of the early church.
他说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
They say they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship.
而这个彼此交接呢，就是交通。
And this, that is the fellowship.
我们看见在起初的教会里面，这个交通是他们生活的一部分。
We see at the early church, the fellowship is part of their life.
这个交通是他们与父子圣灵的交通。
This fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这个交通也是他们彼此的交通。
And this, and they also fellowship one another.
我们必须先与神有交通，我们才能够与神能够与弟兄姊妹有交通。
We have to have the fellowship with God first, then we have with brothers and sisters.
如果我们与神没有交通，我们与人的交通就不是神的交通。
Without the fellowship with Father, and then we have no fellowship with brothers and sisters.
那交通的意思是什么呢？
What does it mean to have the fellowship?
在哥林多前书第十章十六节告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians tells us.
他说我们同我们。所祝福的杯岂不是同领基督的血吗？
And it says, isn't that the The cup that we, is not the cup, is the sharing the blood of Christ.
我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
The bread that we take, isn't that we share the body of Christ?
因此我们统领那个血，这就是交通。
And then we share the blood.Is the fellowship.
我们统领基督的身体，这就是交通。
We share the body of Christ. That is
the fellowship. 交通就是我们彼此分享。
And then to fellowship is we share to one another.
在这个交通这个字啊，原文的那个字根有这么一个意思。
And the fellowship in the original, the root of the original word has such meaning.
就是同的东西。
It means something in.
因此，属灵的交通就是我们彼此分享我们共同的一个东西。
So the spiritual fellowship is we share something in common.
到底我们中间有什么事情是相同的呢？
What is common between us?
我们其实是相当不同的一般人呢。
We are quite different.
我们出生的城市是不相同的。
We were born in different cities.
我们成长的地方是不相同的。
We were grow up in different places.
我们受的这个教育和训练是不同的。
We went to school in different places.
我们的爱好也是不同的。
We have different hobbies.
我们的职业也是不同的。
We have different, careers.
那我们中间有什么事情是相同的呢？
What is the common between us?
我们中间有一件事情是相同的。
There's one thing in common among us.
就是我们每一个人都有耶稣基督的生命。
And then we have the life of Jesus Christ in us.
这是我们中间那个相同的东西。
That's the common. That's the commonality we have.
属灵的交通就是我们分享基督的命。
So that's a spiritual, Fellowship is we share the life of Christ.
这就是交通。
That's our fellowship.
在我们圣经里面所说的交通，就是我们彼此来分享耶稣基督的生命。
The fellowship in Bible, it means we share the life of Christ.
这就是我们聚会的目的啊。
That's the purpose of our gathering.
这是我们生活的目的啊。
That's the purpose of our life.
这也是我们侍奉的目的。
That's the purpose of our services.
乃是我们来分享耶稣基督的生命。
That is, we share the life of Christ.
这就是交通。
That is the fellowship.
所以在约翰一书里面呢，这本书乃是教导我们如何有交通。
So in first epistle of John, it tells us how do we have this fellowship.
如何能够进入那个父子圣灵的交通
？How do we enter the fellowship into the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit？
如何与弟兄姊妹有属灵的交通
？How do we have spiritual fellowship with sisters？
在约翰一书里面，我们可见有三个劝勉。
You see, in first John, there is three.Encouragements.
使徒约翰用这三方面的劝勉来勉励我们如何进入这个交通。
Apostle John encourages how do we enter this fellowship with these three encouragements.
第一个劝勉，他说呢，神就是光，所以我们需要在光中来行走。
And the first one is says God is light, so we need walk in the light.
第二个劝勉，他说神是义。所以我们要在义中行走。
And secondly, he said, God is righteous, so we need walk in righteousness.
第三个劝勉是神就是爱，所以我们要在爱中来行走。
Thirdly, God is love, so we need walk in the love.
这三个方面是使徒约翰来勉励我们每一个人能够进入这个父子圣灵的交通。
And then Apostle John, he wants to encourage us in these three, Three aspects.
也能够因为有了与神的交通，我们是也能够有真实的交通。
Because we have the fellowship with the Lord, so we can have fellowship with one another.
我们就来看看第一个劝勉。他说：“神是光，我们应该在光中来行走。”
Let's see the first encouragement. He said, "God is light, so we need walk in the light."
约翰福音告诉我们，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
And then John tells us, and life is in him, this life is light.
在约翰福音第八章说，第十二节说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
And John 8 verse 12, it says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in the darkness and then shall have the light of love.
这在我们的生活里面如何来操练这件事情？
And how do we practice this?
我想我们都明白这些话，神就是光，我们应当在光中来行走。
We understand God is light, we should walk in the light.
是不是我们每一天的生活都像保罗在马士革那个经历一样呢？
And then his life was like the experience Paul in Damascus.
保罗在大马士革碰到这么一个大光，把他一照，他就眼睛就瞎了。
And then Paul was blinded in that big light in the, on the way to Damascus.
我想不是啊，这里面所说的那个我们在生活里面在光中行走，不是像在大马士革那样。
I don't think that we walk in the light is like the big light of when Paul on the way to Damascus.
我们在这个光中行走，乃是那个光，乃是像脚前的灯啊，路上的光。
This light needs be the lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
这个光呢是照亮我们在前面的那一步。
It is, this light is for just one step in front of us.
因为当我们在与神交通的光景里面。
In the condition that we have fellowship with the Lord.
神就是我们的光。
God is our light.
他那个光照在我们脚前面的那一步。
His light is shine upon the step in our path.On our feet.
如果我们愿意按照那个光来往前行走的时候，
If we are willing to walk step according to that light,
这光会照亮我们的下一步。
And that light will shine upon our next step.
然后我们就能够再按照那个光来走下一步。
Then we will step on based on the next light.
如果我们在生活里面是这样一步一步按照神在我们里面的光照来行走的话，这个叫做在光中行。
If we walk step by step in our life, that is to call walk in the light.
然后有时候我们与弟兄交通的时候，
And then sometimes we fellowship with brothers.
也许我们弟兄的分享就成为一个光，照亮我们里面的一个黑暗。
Maybe the sharing from our brother becomes a light to shine upon the darkness in us.
如果我们接受了那个光，
If we receive the light,
让那个光除去我们心中的黑暗，
And that light will remove the darkness from us.
我们就是在光中行走。
That is, we are walking the light.
这叫做我们在光中行。
That is called to walk in the light.
我们每一天的生活中应该有这样的学习。
We should have such practice in our life.
让神的光来于我们生活的每一个脚步。
Let the light of God to replace, and to guide our steps.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
There is a brother.
他是做卖鞋子的生意的。
He is selling shoes.
他呢发现了他卖的鞋子有很多不同的鞋子。
And then he had different shoes to sell.
有一种鞋子哈，他所卖的鞋子那个销售的非常的好。
There's one type of shoes that sell very well.
那当然了，做生意的人如果有一种鞋子卖得很好，应该是非常高兴的。
As a businessman, supposed to be happy if you can sell good.
起初呢，他也是很高兴的。
And then he was happy in the beginning.
那个鞋子呢，是非常特别的，是一种女人的，像女人的鞋子。
That shoe, that it's very special. It is women.
但是那个大小呢，是男人的大小。
But the size for man.
很奇怪啊，这种鞋子，设计呢是女人的那个鞋子，但是那个大小呢是男人的大小。
They design it for women, but the size is for men.
又卖得特别好。
And then it has a good sale.
刚开始这个弟兄也觉得没有什么关系，这个鞋子卖得很好，跟他有什么关系呢
？At the beginning, this brother didn't think it's a good deal, and what's related to him?
但后来啊，那个神的光啊，照他的心里面。
Then the light of God and then came to him.
因为他知道是什么样的人在买这个鞋子。
Because he knew who's buy this shoes.
对，那个神的光让他心里面就不平安了。
Now he lost his peace.
他觉得他不能卖这种鞋子了。
And then he think he cannot sell this kind of shoes anymore.
因为神的光照了他前面的那一步了。
Because God's light and shine on the step in front of him.
弟兄姊妹，如果是你怎么做？
If it's you, what you will do?
是你做生意那个最赚钱的那个鞋子。
And this is the shoes that can sell to make him the money the most.
但是现在那个光来了， 这个鞋子不能卖了。
Now the light come, you cannot sell this kind of shoes anymore.
我们感谢神，我们的弟兄啊，就顺服这个光的引导，他那个鞋子他就不卖了。
Praise the Lord, and then this brother, and he obeyed the guidance of the Lord, and he stopped to sell that kind of shoes.
这个叫做在光中行走。
That is called to walk in the light.
这是我们圣徒应当有的经历啊。
And that's the experience that all saints are supposed to have.
这是我们每一天都应当有的经历啊。
We're supposed to have such experience daily.
我们读圣经的时候，主的话就是我们的光。
When we read the Bible, the word of God is our light.
我们里面的黑暗应该被这个光能够照出来。
The darkness will be driven away.
我们在与弟兄姊妹交通的时候，这个交通应当是我们的光。
And then when we have fellowship with brothers and sisters, that is our light.
那能够除去我们里面的黑暗。
That will remove the darkness in us.
我们不能够顺服这个光。
We do not obey this light.
那我们就落在那个黑暗的里面。
Then we are falling in the darkness.
因此我们在这个光中行走，我们的一个最重要的一件事就是能不能够顺服这个光。
It is, the most important is when we walk in the light is do we obey the light?
在光中的行走是要付代价的。
And it's costly if we walk in the light.
我们的弟兄要顺服这个光，他要付代价的。
Our brother, when he obeyed the light, he paid the price.
那个最赚钱的那个鞋子就不能卖了。
He cannot sell the most expensive, the most good sale.
顺服那个光是要付代价的。
And then we have to pay the price if we obey the light.
如果不愿意付代价的人是没有办法在光中行走的。
There's no way for us to walk in the light if we don't want to pay the price.
弟兄姊妹，你愿不愿意在光中行走呢？
Dear brother and sister, are you willing to walk in the light?
愿意来付代价呢？
Do you want to pay the price?
这是我们与父子灵交通的一个学习。
That is the lesson we have to learn to have the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这也是我们与弟兄姊妹在交通中的一个学习。
That is the practice we fellowship with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们拒绝神的光，是那个结果是非常的可怕的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we refuse the light, and we have a terrible result.
你记得圣经上告诉我们，有一个人叫犹大，他心里面有一个思想，就是要来出卖主耶稣。
Do you know in the Bible, Judas, he has a thought in his heart, he wants to betray
the Lord. 那就是他里面的一个黑暗。
That is a darkness in his heart.
如果你读新约圣经的时候，你就看见我们主耶稣三番两次要用光来照那个黑暗。
And then if you read the New Testament, you know our Lord, and then many times he wants to shine upon the darkness.
主说你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
And the Lord tell them, there's one who will betray me.
主耶稣说，你们中间一个人要卖我了。
The Lord tell them, one of them, you will betray me.
这个时候，犹大可以接受这个光的。
And then Judah can receive the light.
门徒人一个一个问主耶稣说，是我吗？
So the disciples ask the Lord, is it me?
每一个门徒在问主耶稣说是我吗的时候，都是一个光。
And then all the disciples ask the Lord, is it me? That is a light.
但犹大都能够在那个时候接受那个光的。
And then Judas supposed to receive the light at each time.
后来主耶稣说，那个卖我的人有祸了。
And then the Lord says, woe to the one who will betray me.
那个时候犹大也能够接受这个光。
And that's another time Judah can receive the light.
当犹大问主说，拉比是我吗的时候，主耶稣说，你说的是。
When Judas asked the Lord, Lord, is it me? Lord says, yes.
这个时候犹大也能够接受这个光。
And then he can receive the light also.
但是犹大一再的拒绝这个光。
But Judas refused the light many times.
拒绝这个交通。
He refused the fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们如何呢？
And then what about us?
我们中间有没有拒绝这个光的情形呢？
Then is there any of us rejected the light?
当神的光照在我们心里面的时候，我们是不是像犹大一样也拒绝那个光呢？
When the light come to us, do we like Judas? We refuse the light?
所以这是头一个学习，我们必须要在光中行走。
That's our first practice. That means we need walk in the light.
约翰告诉我们，神是义的，我们要在义中行走。
John tells us God is righteous. We need walk in the righteousness.
神是一个公义的神。
God is righteous.
只有神是公义的。
Only God is righteous.
没有一个人是公义的。
No man is righteous.
那既然没有一个人是公义的，如何我们能够在公义中行呢？
And then how can we walk in the righteousness? righteousness when we are not righteous.
只有一个方法，就是我们要住在他的里面。
There's only one way, that means we need to dwell in him.
住在他里面就不犯罪。
If we dwell in him, we do not sin.
我们人都是不义的。
We're all unrighteous.
人只有一个方法能够住在主的里面。
There's only one way we will dwell in the Lord.
我们如何能够进入那主的里面
？How do we enter into the Lord？
你知道，在旧约的时候，有一个图画。
You know, there was a picture in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个会幕。
There was a tabernacle in the Old Testament.
会幕里面有一个圣所，有一个至圣所。
There is a holy of the holy and is a holy place.
在旧约里面，人如何能够进入至圣所
？In the Old Testament, how people can enter the holy of the holy?
他首先就是要来到那个铜祭坛的面前。
And first of all, they have to come before the brazen altar.
所以今天人如果要活在基督的里面
，Today, if we want to live in Christ,
我们每一天要经过这个铜祭坛呢。
And we have to pass through the brazen daily.
如果我们没有这个经历的话，我们不能够住在基督的里面。
We cannot dwell in Christ without this experience.
所以约翰告诉我们。他说我们若认自己的罪神是信实的是公义的必要赦免我们的罪洗净我们一切的不义
So John tells us if we confess our sins he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness
这句话是写给信主的人不是写给不信主的人
This is for the believers not for the unbelievers
我们每一个信徒仍然需要天天经过这个铜祭坛
As believers we have to go through this brazen altar daily
好让我们能够住在主的里面
So that we can dwell in the Lord
好让我们能够在这里面可以在义中行
So that we can walk in his righteousness
让我们能够与圣神有交通
So that we have fellowship with God
那我们与弟兄姊妹也有交通
And then fellowship with brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹这是我们今天所需要的一件
Dear brothers and sisters this is whatWe need today.
也许我们在家庭里面，我们有很多的谈论。
Maybe we have many conversations at home.
甚至我们有很多的争执。
Many arguments.
但是我们在家庭里面，到底有没有交通
？Do we have fellowship in our house?
我们交通的时间很少。
And then we have few fellowship in.
为什么我们真实的交通很少
？And then why we have true fellowship so little?
因为我们没有经过那个铜祭坛。
Because we didn't pass through the brazen altar.
如果我们不经过那个铜祭坛的话。
And then, if we do not pass through the brazen altar.
没有在神面前来认我们自己的罪。
If we do not confess our sins before God.
让我们这个人能够住在主里面。
And then, so we can dwell in the Lord.
我们彼此中间的交通是非常困难的。
Then it will be hard for us to have fellowship from one another.
因此我们看见在义中行也是要付代价的。
And then we see it's like if we walk in the light.
那个代价是什么呢
？It's the cost.
那个代价彼此的认罪。
That cost is we have to confess our sins for one another.
弟兄姊妹在家庭中如果要有真实的交通的话
，If we have true fellowship at home.
我们首先要彼此认罪。
We have to confess our sins to one another.
我们做丈夫的要向妻子来认罪。
As a husband, confess your sins to your wife.
我们做妻子的要向丈夫来认罪。
As wife, confess your sin to your husband.
如果我们彼此认罪以后呢，我们才能够有交通。
Only if we confess our sins to one another, and we have true fellowship.
没有认罪就无法有真实的交通。
Without confessing, there is no true fellowship.
因为你没有经过铜祭坛，如何进到圣所呢
If you do not pass through the brazen altar, how can you enter the holy of the holy?
在旧约里面，我们看不到任何一条其他的道路。
We cannot see other way in the Old Testament.
没有其他的道路可以进入圣所。
There's no other way to enter the holy of the holy.
你必须要经过铜。
You have to pass through the brazen altar.
因此，今天的生活也是一样。
And so do I today.
旧约不过是一个图画。
And then the Old Testament is just a picture.
那个实际就是。 是彼此的认罪。
The reality is that we confess our sins to one another. Because God is righteous.
如果我们不认罪的话，我们就不是公义的。
If we do not confess our sins, we're not righteous.
我们一个不公义的人如何在义中行走？
How can an unrighteous person walk in righteousness?
不在义中行走，如何能够与父有交通？
If we do not walk in the righteousness, how can we have fellowship with Father?
如果不能与父交通，如何与弟兄姊妹交通？
If we cannot have fellowship with the Father, how can we have fellowship with brothers and sisters?
我们可以谈话，但是我们不会有交通。
We can have conversation, but no fellowship.
但是我们所需要的不是谈话，
but、
我们所需要的是交通。
We do not need conversation, we need fellowship.
今天我们和我们做父母的常常跟孩子有很多的谈话。
We have many conversations as parents to our children.
但这个谈话不一定是交通。
This conversation maybe not is the fellowship.
我们和如何有交通？
How can we have fellowship with children?
我们需要把孩子带到这个祭坛的面前。
We need to bring our children under the altar.
父母和儿女需要一起祷告。
And parents and their children has to pray together.
每一个家需要有这样的一个时间。
And then each family has need time to pray together.
做父母的和儿女的在一起来到主的面前一同祷告。
And parents and children we pray together.
一同经过这个铜祭坛。
And we together pass through the brazen altar.
家庭里面才能够有交通。
Then in our family we will have true fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌不愿意我们在家里面有交通。
And then Satan doesn't want we have fellowship in our family.
所以他会用一切的方法拦住我们夫妻父母跟儿女一起祷告。
He will hinder by all means to stop the fellowship with the husband and wife and between parents and children.
但是我们要认识他的诡计。
But we need to know his trickery.
因此我们要起来在真理里面。建立那个祭坛。
So we need to rise up to build the altar in our house.
是做弟兄的责任。
That is responsibility to the husbands.
我们常常说弟兄是家里面的那个头。
We often say, the husband is the head of the family.
他的责任是在家里面能够建立那个祭坛。
So that's his responsibility to build up the altar.
但愿我们当中每一个弟兄做弟兄的都能够负起这个责任来。
I hope all brothers in your house, you need to take your responsibility.
让你们的家庭里面有这样的一个祭坛。
So there will be altar in your house.
好像你们能够在家里面有真实的属灵的交通。
So that we will have a true spiritual fellowship in your house.
这是第二个劝勉。
That's the second encouragement.
第三个劝勉，他说神就是爱。
The third one is God is love.
所以我们要在爱中行。
So we need to walk in love.
我们如何在爱中行呢？
How do we walk in love?
我们每一个人都知道我们应要彼此相爱。
We all know we need love one another.
这是神给我们的新命令。
That's the new commandment that God have given to us.
是我们在生活的里面如何来实行这个爱呢？
How do we practice this in our life?
你们记不记得在启示录有一个图画。
Do you remember there is a picture in Revelation?
在启示录第三章第二十节。
And chapter 3 verse 20.
他说看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Behold, I stand by the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me.
这里有一些人站在在门的里面。
There are some people inside the door.
他们在那里坐席。
And they are eating.
有一个人站在门的外面。
There's one person stand outside the door.
在那里敲门。
Is knocking.
他说如果听见我声音的呢，你们开门我就与你们一同坐席。
And then he says, if anyone hear my voice, if you open, I will come down.
我们的神乃是造天地的神。
Our God created heaven and earth.
上地上所有的权柄都在他的手中。
He has all the authorities in heaven and on earth.
难道他没有权利进入这个房子吗？
Isn't he has the authority to come into the house?
难道他没有权利就突然的就出现在这个房子的中间吗？
Has he the supernatural power to just all of a sudden into your house?
为什么他需要叩门呢？
And why does he need to knock?
为什么他要需要等到里面的人听见他的声音呢？
Why does he has to wait?
为什么他需要
the people will hear his voice?
为什么他需要等到这些人顺服他的声音呢？
Why does he have to wait those people obey his voice?
如果这些人听不到他的声音怎么办呢？
And then what happened if those people don't hear him?
如果这些人听见以后不愿意顺服怎么办呢？
Or after they hear his voice but they don't want obey the voice.
而主耶稣就站在那个门外继续的等。
Then he will stand there and wait.
忍耐一直到有人听见他的声音。
He will until someone hear his voice.
这个叫做在爱中行啊。
That is to call to walk in love.
我们主耶稣在爱中来行，他希望有这个交通，但是他在等候这个交通。
The Lord hopes us to walk in the light, and He wants to fellowship with us. So that's He wait outside the door.
今天我们中间有没有这样的一个忍耐在我们的里面？
Do we have such endurance in us?
我们有没有这一个渴慕？交通的渴慕在我们的心里。
Do we have a longing heart to have fellowship with the Lord?
我们的主耶稣有这个渴慕与我们有交通。
The Lord longs to have fellowship with us.
但是他在爱中来等候我们与他有交通。
But he waits for us in his love to wait us to have fellowship with him.
我们做弟兄姊妹的，我们能不能够对神的这个等候有一个反应？
Do we have response for the waiting of the Lord?
我们信主的年日也蛮长。
We've been saved for many years.
在这些年日当中，你有没有听那个叩门的声音呢？
In all these years, have you ever heard the knocking voice from the Lord?
主耶稣是不是仍然在你的心门外叩门呢？
Is the Lord still stand outside of your heart and still knocking?
这个不是给不信主的人的经文。
This is not the Bible verses for the unbelievers.
这节圣经是给信主的人的。
It is for believers.
每一个信主的人都要能够听见主的声音。
All the believers, we ought to listen and hear the voice of the Lord.
这个交通是不能勉强的。
And then this fellowship cannot be forced.
因此如果我们不开门的话，神不会进来的。
If we don't open the door, God will not enter into you.
我们必须要有这个回应。
We have to have the response.
我们把这个门打开以后，神就会有进来与我们交通。
After we open the door, God will enter and have fellowship.
我们与弟兄姊妹和家人的交通也是这样。
And then so do the fellowship between brothers and sisters and in our house.
我们做丈夫的，我们有没有忍耐等候妻子交通呢？
As husband, do wait and then endure. And when your wife is ready to have fellowship with you,
或者我们做妻子的有没有忍耐等候与丈夫有交通呢？
As wives, do you wait for your husband is ready to have fellowship with you?
或者做父母的有没有忍耐等候要与我们的儿女有交通呢？
As parents, do we have the endurance to wait for our children is ready to have fellowship with us?
弟兄姊妹，我们读到浪子的故事的时候，我们发现浪子的父亲从头一天开始就等候这个儿子回家。
When we read the story of the prodigal son, and we know the father has waited for his son's returning since the first day.
从来没有一天，这个做父亲的没有等候这件事情。
And then the father is waiting there all the time.
这个叫做在爱中行。
That is called walk in love.
我们有没有对我们的弟兄姊妹放弃的？
Have we ever give up our brothers and sisters?
我们有没有放弃我们的妻子？
And do we give to our wives?
有没有人放弃你的？
Or the wives who give up your husbands?
有没有人放弃你的儿女？
Or your children?
在爱中行是永远不放弃的。
And we will never give up the other when we walk in love.
浪子的父亲永远不会放弃他的儿子的。
And the father of the prodigal son, he will never give up his son.
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会的侍奉就是交通。
And then our service at the church is fellowship.
所有的侍奉都是分享耶稣基督的生命。
All the services is to share the life of Jesus.
因此我们所有的侍奉都需要在爱中行。
So all our services would need be done in love.
所有的侍奉都需要忍耐的。
And all the services needs endurance.
弟兄姊妹，你的侍奉里面有没有忍耐呢？
Do you have endurance in your service?
还是你放弃了？
Or you give up?
一个爱里面最重要的表现就是预备。
And in the most manifest manifestation to walk in love is to prepare.
如果你有爱的话， 你就有预备。
If you have love, you will have the preparation.
你看这个父亲啊，在等候这个浪子的时候，他不是光光的等候啊。
And you see this father when he wait for his son return, he's not just wait.
一面等候他一面预备。
While he's waiting, he prepare.
他预备了好多东西啊。
He prepare many things.
他预备了一个袍子。
And then he prepared a rope.
他预备了一个戒指。
A ring.
他预备了一双鞋
a sandal,
然后预备了肥牛犊
and a fattened lamb.
这个叫做爱中心。
That is to call a walk in love.
如果你有侍奉，你在教会有侍奉的时候
，If you have services at the church,
你要知道侍奉是一个交通。
You know the service is a fellowship.
交通是分享耶稣基督的生命。
And then to fellowship the life of Christ.
你必须为这个交通有所预备。
You have to prepare for this fellowship.
这个父亲啊，为着与他的儿子交通，他有预备。
That's there in order to have fellowship with his son, so he prepared.
今天我们要来侍奉的时候
，So when we want to serve today,
不管你所侍奉的是什么
，No matter what your service is,
你要知道这个是一个交通。
You know that is a fellowship.
我必须要在爱中来行这件事。
I have to do it in love.
因此我必须要有预备。
So that I have to be well prepared.
因此我的侍奉能够成为一个交通。
So may my service become a fellowship.
我的侍奉是分享耶稣基督的生命。
My service is to share the life of Jesus Christ.
不管我们的侍奉是什么。
No matter what service it is.
也许你的侍奉是弹钢琴。
Maybe your service is just a pianist.
你要知道这个弹钢琴的侍奉乃是要分享耶稣基督的生命。
You know, to play the piano is you share the life of Christ.
因此我们在侍奉之前要到主的面前。
So before we start, serve, we have to come before the
Lord. 因为我们知道我们人靠着人的力量是没有办法借着弹琴来分享耶稣基督的生命的。
We know by man, there's no way we can share the life of Christ just through play the piano.
但是如果神的灵在身上。
But if the Spirit of God come upon us.
那一天你能够借着你的事情让耶稣基督的生命能够临到弟兄姊妹。
Through the music you play, that the life of Christ will enter the hearts of brothers and sisters.
也许我们今天要教主日学。
Maybe we have to teach Sunday school.
我们教主日学的目的是什么
？What's the purpose to teach Sunday school?
乃是分享耶稣基督的生命。
It's to share the life of Jesus Christ.
哎呀，讲故事很容易啊。
It is easy to tell a story.
分享耶稣基督的生命很难啊。
To share the life of Christ is not easy.
如果你知道你的侍奉是一个交通的话。
If you know your service is a fellowship.
而且你知道交通那是要分享耶稣基督的生命。
And then you know the fellowship is to share the life of Jesus Christ.
所以你要侍奉的时候你要好好的预备。
So when you need to serve, you need to prepare well.
因为你知道靠着自己我们是没有办法能够分享基督的生命的。
Because you know by ourselves, there is no way for us to share the life of Christ.
这是约翰的第三个勉励，我们爱中来行。
That's the third encouragement from John. We need to walk in love.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得一件事，我们是被神所呼召的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to remember one thing. We are called by God.
每一个人都是被神所呼召的。
We are called by God.
神呼召我们乃是进入这个父子圣灵的交通。
He called us into the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
为了这个缘故，他把永远的生命赐给我们。
For this purpose, He gives us the eternal life.
因此，我们在地上要记得这个呼召。
So we need to remember this calling when we live on earth.
我们要认识仇敌的诡计。
We need to know the scheme of the enemy.
仇敌不愿意我们有这个交通。
And the enemy doesn't want us to have the fellowship.
因此，我们要起来有这个渴慕。
We need to rise up, have the belonging.
答应主的呼召。
To answer the call.
来进入这个父子圣灵的交通。
To enter the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
也让我们彼此的交通成为这个属灵的通。
And then we fellowship from one another.
我们的里面要把耶稣基督的生命出来。
And then in our lives we have to manifest the life of Christ.
我们的侍奉也是交通。
And then our service is fellowship.
我们所有在教会里面的侍奉都应该是交通。
All the services at church are all fellowships.
我们要记得约翰向对我们的勉励。
And we need to remember encouragement from John.
如果我们要进入这样一个荣耀的交通的话，我们必须行在光中。
If we want to enter this glorious fellowship, we have to walk in the light.
当光临到我们的时候，我们要顺服光的引导。
When the light come upon us, we need obey the guidance from the light.
无论我们需要付上什么 代价。
No matter what price we have to pay.
当我们愿意在顺服光的事情上来付这个代价的时候。
And when we are willing to pay the price when we obey the light.
我们就进入了那个荣耀的交通。
We are entered the glorious fellowship.
我们需要在义中行。
We need walking in the righteous.
弟兄姊妹，那祭坛乃是为我们预备的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the altar is for us.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的。
If we confess our sins, God is faithful.
我们只有经过铜祭坛以后，才能够进入圣所和至圣所。
Only we pass through the brazen altar, then we can enter the sanctuary.
这一件事也是要付代价的。
We have to pay price for this too.
我们愿意，要常常愿意在人的面前承认自己的罪。
We need to confess our sins before people.
我们也需要在爱中行。
We need to walk in love.
我们要在这个交通的事情上学习忍耐的功课。
And in the aspect of the fellowship, we have to learn to endure.
学习等候。
And learn to wait.
并且在等候的时候为这个交通有预备。
And while we're waiting, we have to prepare for this fellowship.
我们一切的生活和一切的侍奉都应该在交通的里面。
All our lives, all our services need in the fellowship.
但愿主在新的一年里面
in this new year,
来提醒我们这个荣耀的呼召。
And then may the Lord remind us this glory is calling.
就像我们过去这一段时间我们所听见的信息。
And then like the message we have heard recently.
都是要我们呼召我们进入这个交通的。
And then God called us into this fellowship.
来恢复这个神原来呼召我们的那个目的。
And then He will restore the purpose that He called us.
但愿主祝福我们每一个人。
And then may Lord and bless all of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你实在有一个荣耀的目的在我们这些不配的人的身上。
You have a glorious purpose on us and unworthy.
你要呼召我们这些不配的人进入那个荣耀的交通的当中。
You will call those unworthy people into your glorious fellowship.
主，我们需要圣灵的开启。
We need a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
让我们看见这个呼召有何等荣耀的一个指望。
And then we such an eternal hope from this calling.
因此在里面能够产生一个渴慕。
So that there will be a heart desire from us.
愿意来进入这个交通的里面。
And we're willing to enter into this fellowship.
主，我们感谢你，你是这样的爱我们。
Lord, we thank you, you love us so much.
虽然我们在没有进入这个交通的时候，你仍然没有丢弃我们。
And then even when we are not into this fellowship, you did not give us up.
你仍然在门外叩门。
And you are still knocking outside the door.
一直到如今，你仍然能等候我们。
And that you are still waiting for us.
但愿今天早晨，你的儿女在这里聚集的时候，我们能够听见那个叩门的声音。
May this morning when your children hear, we can hear your voice, your knocking.
我们也求主来感动我们当中那些听见这个叩门声音的人能够起来去开这个门。
Lord, may you move some of us, hear your voice, and we'll rise up to open the door for you.
让我们应主的呼召来进入这个交通。
And then let us to answer your call and then to enter this fellowship.
我们把这些不完全的话交在主的面前。
We will place these limited words in your hands.
我们求主来祝福这些话。
May you bless your words.
成为众人的一个鼓励。
And become our encouragement.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.